Okay. All right. So today's theme is about blessing. So I wonder, what is blessing for you? So Ingrid, what is blessing for you? Okay, that's great. And Ina, what is blessing for you?
Family.
Family? Wow, great. You happy with your answer? All right, Dwayne, what's the blessing for you?
Every day is a blessing.
Wow, you're better than me. I just realized the blessing is height. I don't need to move this one, but I have to. You're blessed. All right, so last, George. Son George. Okay, what's the blessing to you, for you?
Anything that I pray for.
Okay. Wow, good. So recently I thought about the blessing is health, especially teeth. In Korean culture, good teeth is a blessing. Last Friday, I went to dental clinic and the doctor told me, Mike, unfortunately you got 2 decayed wisdom teeth, upper one, lower one, both has decays. So maybe you have to pull off both wisdom teeth. But today I can suggest you just a cavity filled today, but in one day in this year or next year you have to put up the wisdom teeth. So I told the doctor, I'm not ready to say goodbye my wisdom teeth because I know the farewell would be very painful. So I'm not ready, so just a cavity filled, that's all. So I'm survived today. Yeah. So have you ever thought about how God and the world see blessing differently? Yeah, usually we have our own idea about blessing, but how God see the blessings? The world says we are blessed when we have a good job, a nice house or lots of money, but Jesus shows us very different way of thinking about blessing, and today's readings help us understand this better. In Luke's Gospel, we find Jesus standing in an open field with his newly chosen disciples and many people who came for healing because they heard about the ability of Jesus. It's interesting that Jesus chose to stand on level ground, right there with the people, not up on a mountain looking down. This tells us something important about Jesus. He meets people where they are, in their everyday struggles and pain. Here, he tells them 4 simple but powerful truths about who is truly blessed, along with 4 warnings about ways that might seem blessed but actually aren't. Blessed are you who are poor, for God's kingdom belongs to you. These words probably shocked the people then, just as they might surprise us today. How can being poor be a blessing? Jesus isn't saying that being poor is good or that we shouldn't help people in poverty. Instead, he's telling us something deeper. When we have nothing else to hold on to, when we've reached the end of our own resources, that's when we can fully experience God's love and care for us. Sometimes We need to feel empty before we can be filled with what God wants to give us. This way of understanding, blessing is very similar to Minjung theology, which emerged from Korean Christianity in the 1970s. Just as Jesus identified the blessed ones as the poor, hungry, and persecuted, Minjung theologians emphasize God's special concern for the oppressed and marginalized, the Minjung. Minjung means common people. As you know, in Korean history, in 1970s, military dictator ruled over South Korea. Many people is oppressed, many people exploited. So at the time, the theologians and Korean Christians saw how Jesus cared especially for ordinary people who were poor and suffering. They taught that God doesn't just comfort the people who are hurting. God works actively to help them live better lives with dignity. Like Jesus' first followers, these everyday people found God's blessing in their struggles as they worked to make the world better. Their understanding helps us see how Jesus' message speaks to people who are struggling today. And Jesus continues with more surprising statements. The hungry will have plenty to eat. Those who cry will laugh. And those who are rejected because they follow Jesus will receive great rewards in heaven. He's telling them that their current problems won't last forever. Notice when Jesus says this, right after choosing his disciples, it's very interesting timing. He's preparing them for the hard times they will face as his followers. He doesn't promise them an easy life. Instead, he promises them that their struggles will have meaning and purpose. This message of hope connects perfectly with what Paul writes about in 1 Corinthians 15. He's writing to Greek Christians who found it hard to believe in resurrection. Paul tells them that Jesus' resurrection is the most important part of our faith. If Christ hasn't been raised from the dead, he says, then your faith means nothing. Jesus rising from the dead isn't just a nice story. It's the reason we can hope for better things, even when life is hard. It proves that God can bring life out of death, joy out of sorrow, and victory out of defeat. Look around our church today. 2,000 years after Jesus said these words, we are still here, sharing his story, singing together, and caring for each other. This shows how powerful Jesus' message of hope really is. Those first disciples could never have guessed how many lives would be changed because of their faith. They start 12 disciples, but nowadays lots of believers live in this earth. they probably felt small and insignificant at that time, but their faithfulness helped spread Jesus' message throughout the world. This hope isn't just about making ourselves feel better or getting to heaven someday. It's about changing things in our lives, in our community, our country, and our world. When Jesus called the poor, the hungry, the sad, and the rejected blessed, he was starting something new that would change everything. He was showing us that God's kingdom operates by different rules than the world's kingdom. So what gives you hope today? What gives you hope today? Maybe you're having money problems, or you're hungry. Someone hungry now? Hungry? Look, am I hungry?
I think so.
Yes, I'm hungry, but people don't believe it. Yeah. Minister has food. All right, so someone feeling left out. But remember that if we have some problems, feeling left out, or sad, or sick, but Jesus called you blessed. Not because suffering is good, but because in your hard times, you can experience God's love in a special way. Your hope is not empty. It's part of a story that's been changing lives for 2,000 years until now. Let's share this hope with others. When we help the poor, feed the hungry, comfort those who are sad, and stand with people who are left out, we are doing God's work. We are showing that Jesus' message of hope still changes lives today. Every act of kindness, every word of encouragement, every moment spent helping others, every moment is your smile, is a way of making God's kingdom more real in our world. Remember, you are part of something bigger than yourself. You're part of a story of hope that's been going on for 2,000 years and still changes the world today. That's what it really means to be blessed. When we understand this, we can face our own struggles with courage, knowing that God is using even our difficulties to bring about good in the world. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for giving us hope through Jesus. Help us understand your special kind of blessing and share hope with others. Change our hearts to see things as you do. And give us strength to follow you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So now we are going to sing.